It's me.
Oh, don't pretend like I'm not here. That hasn't worked for the past God knows how many years, and it's not going to work now. You forgot your pills this morning, so I'm here for the night. Really, I don't get why you keep trying to shut me out. Is it because you know I'm right when I tell you how worthless you are? How pathetic you look, sitting in front of the computer in your unwashed, mismatched cartoon pajamas, empty bags of chips and junk food piling your desk, and crying over a dating video game because you know you'll always be alone. How funny it is when you walk down the street, face pinched, trying not to break down in front of all those people, when all you really want to do is lie down in the middle of the road and wait for sweet oblivion. They all think you're disgusting, you know. Did you know that? Even the ones who say they don't. The only reason they don't stop talking to you is because they feel sorry for you. Or they're laughing at you behind your back. And she finally responds. What, couldn't think of anything witty to say? Not like that's new. I bet you...
You got some guy's phone number.
Oh, please. He probably just gave it to you as a joke. He's going to wait for you to call him, then play back your message on speaker so his friends can laugh at the girl stupid enough to mistake pity for passion. What do you mean you know he's interested? Who the hell would be interested in you?
Okay. So he's interested. Let's say you call him back.
Things go great. You go on a wonderful date. He invites you back to his place, one thing leads to another, and you two are alone in the bedroom. What next? That's right. You don't have a single clue about how to act in bed. You'll stammer, you'll fumble, and you'll cry because you're doing every single thing wrong. And you know you are. And you know what he'll say? What the fuck are you doing? Come on now. Do you really think he's going to want anything to do with you after he sees the way you fall apart? You think he's going to have the patience to deal with a mess like you? No. He doesn't care. He doesn't love you. Not like I do. You think I'm wrong. But baby, I do. Why else would I still be here? I'm the only one who can put up with you. No one else is going to stick around once they figure out that you're not nearly the trouble you're worth. You can't even masturbate by yourself. You need someone to tell you what to do. And even then, half the time you can't finish. You stupid, foolish, broken girl. You should be thankful that I'm here for you. But, all right. I'll show you how much I love you. I'll give you what you need. A voice in your ear, telling you what to do. Come on. You're already horny. By all means, take your night meds early and try to block me out. But I know exactly what gets you going. That's what I thought. Slip out of those clothes. Yes, all of them. Toss them in a heap by the side of the bed with the rest of the dirty clothes. Lie down flat. Slowly, slide your hand down to your thigh. I'll give you a minute to actually find your clit. Nobody else on the planet has a hard time of finding it as you do. Oh, you found it? Good for you. Now rub it. Two fingers in circles. Yeah, like that. Don't you dare stop. You know, one of the only times I think you're halfway decent to look at is when you're on your back like this. But really, I guess you're not special that way. Really, I'm doing you a favor by keeping you from calling this guy. You wouldn't want him to see you like this, would you? Helpless? On your back? Groaning in frustration because you can't quite get there? Slide your other hand down. Keep rubbing with those fingers. Slip a finger or two inside your pussy and start thrusting them. You almost never actually do anything inside there when you masturbate. Why is that? Is it too tight? Does it hurt? God, you're pathetic.
Oh, but maybe this time around, if you really, really try hard, you'll be able to make it feel good instead of painful. Go on, thrust those fingers extra hard, like you mean it. You're so impatient. You already want to come. What makes you think you could ever keep a partner? You'd never be able to satisfy them. You can't even satisfy yourself. But that's okay. You satisfy me every time. Oh, are you getting close? Do you even know? You've done this enough times to know when you are. But then again, this is you we're talking about. Just think. This is what the rest of your life's going to be like. Evenings alone with only me to keep you company in this sad little bedroom. Though, by the looks of it, you seem to be enjoying it more than you should. You want to come. I know you do. I've got to wonder, will you be able to do it this time? Come on, I want to see you try. Get over that edge. I believe in you. I really do. I want to see you succeed. Come. Come for me. Well, did you do it? Well, if you didn't, that's nothing new. If you did, congratulations, you got off to me telling you how awful you are. You must be really proud of yourself. Oh, yeah, that's right. Clean yourself up. Get up to take your meds for real this time. Shut me up. But I'll tell you one thing. You might be able to take those little pills and keep me quiet, but I will never leave. And there's nothing you can do about it. See you again tomorrow.
Wait, what are you doing? Are you dialing his phone number? Are you a complete idiot? You're gonna make a fool of yourself. He thinks you're weak. Are you listening to me? Hey!